USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Through the roof, energy and food costs are really starting to add up. Inflation is soaring higher than economists expected. The numbers out Tuesday show the consumer price index jumped 8.5% last month. The manhunt continues for a suspected New York City subway shooter after the FBI and police found a host of material in the bag that he left behind. New York City Council Speaker Adrian Adams has complete faith in the NYPD.
NYPD's investigation is still ongoing, and I have every faith in the NYPD that this individual will be apprehended quickly.
Authorities saying they found additional smoke grenades along with fireworks, a couple of spare bottles of gasoline, and extra clips of ammunition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online, it's fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
President Biden is pitching homegrown biofuels as a way to lower gas prices. Speaking in Iowa, a state Biden lost to former President Donald Trump by over 8 percentage points, Biden still saying the Russian war on Ukraine has driven up gas and food prices all over the world. Routine screening for depression and anxiety may be useful for some children. That's according to the United States Preventative Services Task Force. A panel of doctors and scientists found that regular screenings could be viable for kids as young as 8 for anxiety and 12 for depression. The panel also noted it didn't find any evidence to screen for suicidal thoughts in children of any age. These findings come as a February report by the CDC found 1 in 5 teenagers in the United States had experienced at least one episode of major depression between 2013 and 2019. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
While releasing the 2021 Human Rights Report, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the world has seen democratic values, rule of law, and respect for human rights decline in the last year. He made it clear that the United States wants to defend economic and social rights just as much as political or civil rights. Blinken gives an example of this idea.
Promoting access to education and health services, including for reproductive health, is just as critical to advancing human rights as defending freedom of expression and assembly. These interconnected rights are critical to ensuring individuals can reach their full potential, and they're critical to sustaining healthy democracies.
A utility company is agreeing to settle in a high-profile lawsuit.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires sparked by its aging power lines in Northern California. Six counties were devastated by last year's Dixie Fire and the Kincaid Fire in 2019. PG&E still faces criminal charges for the 2020 wildfire in Shasta County that killed four people. The nation's largest utility company must also submit to 5 years of oversight in an attempt to prevent more fires. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Actor and comedian Gilbert Godfrey is dead at the age of 67 after a long illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.